on Radio 1. This is Metro Morning. My name's Matt Galloway. And in just under 3 months' time, Toronto will elect its next mayor and city council. Whoever wins will face an agenda that will be packed with complex challenges. Over the coming weeks, Metro Morning will be asking candidates to come in and explain what they would do about a particular issue. We begin with getting around, whether by car, public transit, bicycle, or on foot. Everyone agrees on the need to improve transportation in Toronto. How do you do that? Mayoral candidate George Smitherman is here this morning to tell us what he would do to decongest Toronto. Good morning.
Good morning.
So aside from a little side trip to Niagara, you walked across this city last week.
I did, yeah, using Eglinton Avenue, a road that has, I think, a pretty unique role insofar as it goes through most of the component parts of former Toronto.
What did you learn about how we get around in that walk?
Well, Eglinton is an interesting street with lots of different neighborhoods. It taught me about litter problems. It brought me in face-to-face contact with a lot of neighborhoods and a lot of people who are experiencing extraordinary challenges from an economic standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I ran into a lot of people, women especially, who raised a lot of concerns with me about safety. I wouldn't say, even though I was using my feet as a form of transport, that it was focused on transport. It was really about what one could learn from walking across a road like Avenue, which goes through so many distinct neighborhoods, 15 of Toronto's 44 wards.
What we want to talk about this morning is that idea of getting around. And I mean, when you see it firsthand, you see how difficult it is to get from point A to point B in Toronto. It's a nightmare. I mean, when you're talking about congestion, just basic volume of traffic, you're talking about construction that runs all the time. You try and get on the subway and you're cramming yourself into the subway. You ride your bike and you occasionally, as I do, take your life in your hands when you ride on a major road in Toronto. Let's talk about expanding the ways that we get around. How do we do that in a fiscally responsible way?
Sure. Well, I'm the son of a trucker. So when you see statistics that show $5 billion worth of costs associated with gridlock, not to mention the environmental and quality of life implications, it really puts in sharp focus that this is a big challenge for us in this election. And I think that at the heart of it, one of the things that we need to see from our government in Toronto is a recognition that it is something that needs to be figured out on an intermodal basis. There are a lot of people out there that feel that the discussion at City Hall has been focused on bikes almost at the exclusion of other forms of transport. And I think it's really necessary for us to try and develop a conversation which is about the complementary nature of modes of transport.
So how do you do that? How do you build roads that will fit everyone?
I think that we need to start to have a transportation focus at City Hall that's got kind of this notion of active transportation that shares that we have limited road space and a limited public realm, really. We need to try and do our best to accommodate walkers, those people that ride bikes, drive cars, and such. And one of the things that I've said in this campaign that I think is important with respect to the cycling agenda is I'd like to see more separation, a curbed separation. For anyone that's been to Montreal, they've done, I think, a very, very mm-hmm. good job of creating areas where the cyclists can more, I'm sure, more safely go about riding in a way because of curb separation from cars.
But you're also looking at putting a timeout on new bike lanes.
Yeah, well, for now, we've put a lot, set quite a bit of road space aside for bikes. Let's take the opportunity to enhance the quality of that. While we have a conversation about intermodal forms of transport, an integrated transportation plan that really brings everybody into the conversation. I think also maybe this isn't an expensive item. You said construction that goes on all the time. Mm-hmm. Actually, I see a lot of barriers around construction sites all the time, and I almost never see construction going on in them. I think we can adopt strategies. I call it days of disruption, where we start to measure the time that we set aside for road construction and do different modes of contracting so that actually we complete projects much more quickly.
You're talking about incentive programs to get people to actually get the work done on time and get it done in a very short time frame so that my life isn't a mess for the entire summer.
Santa Monica Freeway is a pretty busy road in Los Angeles. I talked to a county commissioner there, and they completed a really major piece of work so much more quickly by incenting their contractors to get it done faster. We had that situation just before the G20, where for several weeks we had one lane in each direction of the Gardiner shutdown. I drove by there many, many times and hardly ever saw any work going on. On Church Street, close to where I live, last year they tore it up for the streetcars. Mm. This winter they tore it up again for water mains. And just when I thought they were done, Toronto Hydro tore it up for some work like that. People tell me these stories all the time. I heard in Rosedale recently that they just fixed the sidewalks and now someone's torn them back up for some gas main
repairs.
Happened
in my neighborhood as well.
And this is really the basic stuff. Doesn't have to cost us more money about getting all of the different parts of the city government aligned towards limiting days of disruption. So the idea is put the transportation department leadership on notice that we're going to measure days of disruption. Tie their salaries into the reduction of days of disruption. It's hard to create more road space, but there are ways that we can actually make sure the road space that we have is actually in play for us.
It is going to cost us. It is going to cost us more money, though, to look at reconfiguring and trying to get more people onto the roads. Whether you're trying to get people out of their cars and onto subways, you have to pay for it. And why are we afraid to actually say to those who are driving on the road, listen, this is what it's going to cost you?
Well, obviously, Toronto hasn't been afraid of that because we're the unique jurisdiction that's slapped people with this kind of blunt force instrument of an additional vehicle registration tax, which for the city is raising $52 million. We've jacked TTC rates very, very high for people. So I think, and obviously people are paying a lot of tax in gasoline, and the city of Toronto is now getting from both the federal and provincial government shares of the gasoline tax.
So, because it costs money. Because
yeah,
it actually
sure.
costs money.
No, but my only point was you were suggesting that maybe we weren't asking for those resources.
Well, knowing that we need more resources, this idea of road tolls still is this toxic ground. It's this hand grenade that people run screaming from rather than actually having an intelligent conversation about
much
it.
Much less so even than 3 months ago, or much less so than 6 months ago, for sure. It's coming around to that. From the beginning of the campaign, I said it's time for that conversation. I haven't built my campaign platform around it because I think that it's crucial for Toronto's future that the province of Ontario through Metrolinx lead that conversation. It shouldn't be a Toronto alone strategy. This is an issue for the whole GTA. But I'm very, very certain we are coming in that direction. I would just say about road tolls, there's about four or five different means of road pricing strategies that you can implement. And road tolls is a very expensive one. There are much more efficient ways to get the resources that you need without introducing all kinds of new technologies. But at the heart of it, I agree that to get what we want, to get the outcome that we want, we're going to have to look at strategies beyond those that we've deployed for the last two or three decades. Because I was born in 64, and I'm riding out an infrastructure that really has hardly changed at all since then.
One of the big issues that people are talking about, obviously getting around, we'll have you back and talk about some of the other things that people are discussing in our city. Thank you.
I'll look forward to it.
George Smitherman, running to be Toronto's next mayor.